The Métis are on the rise. Not since the days of Louis Riel have Canada's Métis come out in such strong numbers. More and more people are standing up to be counted as Métis on the Canadian census. Carrie Ward is here to tell us more and share her own story. She is with our rookie radio program this week. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Sherelle.
So what have you learned about the numbers of people identifying as Métis in the census?
That there's been a massive increase. From 1996 to 2006, a 10-year period, the number of people who self-identified as Métis has increased by 91%.
Wow.
Almost 400,000 people in 2006. And a lot of these people come from BC. The census shows that 9 out of 10 Métis live in the Western provinces and Ontario. Even taking into account fertility, mortality, and migration, something doesn't add up.
So what happened?
Well, in 1982, the federal government recognized the Métis people by name in the Canadian Constitution. Before this, the Métis had never officially been recognized as a distinct group. Then in 1996, the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples recommended that Métis have the right to self-govern and their own land, and also that they would be allowed to hunt and fish on Crown land. And although they're still working on these rights, that recognition was challenged in the Supreme Court of Canada. Officials charged two Métis near Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, for hunting without a license. Mm-hmm. The Powley case went all the way to the Supreme Court in 2003. The court ruled that Métis in that region have the Aboriginal right to hunt for food. This new political climate has encouraged Métis to declare our Aboriginal heritage.
Why would these events make people decide to identify themselves as Métis?
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to know myself. I put these questions to William Lindsay, the director for Aboriginal peoples at Simon Fraser University. He also teaches a course in Métis culture and history.
You have more and more people self-identifying today, and that's why there's this increase in the numbers of people who are called Métis in this country. And of course, they're having children. And so you have this now this generational thing where people are proud to identify as Métis.
For many Métis, it's really been a process of coming out of the closet, so to speak. Mm-hmm. For generations, being Métis was not something to be proud of. I spoke with June Scudelaire. She's a board member at the Vancouver Métis Community Association.
I get a lot of people coming into the Vancouver Métis office and telling me that, you know, if they could pass, you know, if their parents could pass or their mother, father could pass for white, they did, right? Because there was so much racism. So a lot of people feel free to connect with their Métis heritage. It's almost like it's kind of cool to be Native, right?
For me personally, my family went to great lengths to cover up our heritage and assimilate into the white culture. It's been incredibly freeing for me to declare that I'm Métis. It's something that I'm really, really proud of. And I feel that I'm doing this for my mother and my grandmother, not just for myself.
When did you first find out that you're Métis?
It's something that I always felt. Even when I was young, I connected with the stories of the Métis in school. I grew up knowing that my family had been in Canada a very long time. Our roots date back to some of the first French settlers in the 1600s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But there was something that was missing. I was told that my great-grandmother was never allowed to speak French and that she had a dark complexion. During a university course in Canadian French civilizations, which painted a vivid and intimate picture of the Métis experience and culture, I really felt a strong connection with what I was learning. So I hired a genealogist to find out more.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And the night we got the package, I was so excited. My mom and I ripped it open and yes, we were right. I knew it. There was a huge stack of documents that we scattered all across the living room floor and spent hours reading about our history. It was amazing. And those pages revealed more about my family than I could have ever imagined. It was both humbling and exciting to find out that my roots were part of the historic Métis Nation.
Wow, and it certainly helped solve a mystery, a personal puzzle in your own story and in your own piece. But what difference does it make if more and more people like you are calling themselves Métis?
Mm-hmm. Métis are distinctive from Inuit and First Nations, with our own language and culture and history. As a Métis, I've benefited from funding for my education and career opportunities. But most importantly, for me, it's about representing the Métis community, bringing awareness, and connecting with the wider Aboriginal community. Here's William Lindsay again, talking about why it's important in the bigger picture.
The Métis, they didn't come from anywhere. This is their country. They were established in this country as one of the original peoples in this country. And they've survived over 400 years of a lot of tough times. And they're here still alive. Their culture is alive, and it's flourishing today. So the more people that are here, the better off Canada will be, I believe.
The Métis community is currently working towards establishing rights for land, self-government, resources, hunting, and fishing. It's a really exciting time to be Métis. I'm so proud of my heritage and community, and I encourage others who have questions about their roots to find out more, because you never know what you can discover about yourself.
Well, I can tell by the look on your face that you're proud of it, and thanks so much for telling your story and the broader story of the Métis.
Thank you, Sherelle.
You're welcome, Carrie. Carrie Ward is our CBC Rookie Radio reporter this week.